Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, so it's just 12 hours since Taylor Swift left the stage at the Aviva Stadium. So let's get the first reviews now from two of the lucky 50,000 Swifties. Musician and broadcaster Tom Dunn and Roz Purcell of 2FM. Good morning.
Good morning,
Brendan.
Will we start with the atmosphere? I mean, I could see it. I live nearby. I could see it myself around the parish, Roz, that there was an extraordinary atmosphere around the place.
There really was. And you know what? It was a lovely audience. I went in probably at peak time, which I thought was going to be a really bad idea. But I think everyone was just so excited to be a part of the experience. You know, and everyone was queuing appropriately, and I say that as someone in my 30s, that is something that's really important to me going into a gig. And yeah, the atmosphere was incredible. It was similar, I suppose, to the likes of Harry Styles' gig.
And Tom, you've been to lots of gigs over the years. How did the atmosphere at Taylor Swift measure up?
I'm going to go all the way back and say I feel it was like Beatlemania. When the screaming was going on at the beginning, I thought I was actually going to die. I didn't know if I'd live through it, to tell the absolute truth. And that was before she went on stage. So then later on, when there was one particular song she did, the screaming went off for 2 minutes. It was just, I've never experienced screaming like that. I've never known anything like it. You see that it on TV, on Beatles things.
Yeah.
And standing beside it.
And what is it, Tom?
It's a teenage girl screaming, Brendan.
Yeah. It's as old as time itself.
It is.
At least they're screaming at a girl anyway, no, and not screaming at, at boys. Yeah.
Yeah. They're uniquely gifted in that area. There's just the right frequencies that could literally break glass, or it's phenomenal. And when I say scary, you do think this is going to damage me. My ears were ringing in bed last night, and they've never been ringing before. It was remarkable, absolutely remarkable. And it's her. She's just a superstar. And, you know, she walks on stage. It's just every eye is upon her. She's magnetic. And the songs are great, and the bang around of the crew, kind of ensemble dancers that she has, they could be on a show on their own. And the staging of it, it's just a really impressive show. And she's, just say, a very nice person. She comes across very caring towards the audience and very grateful for being there and very grateful for all the love that's kind of going towards the stage. So really great experience. Loved every moment of it.
So Roz, your verdict on the show itself, musically and show-wise and everything else?
Yeah, I guess I followed all of her eras for a long time. Like, the show last night was 18 years. So if you've never been to one of her gigs before, it's basically the best bits of every single tour she's done. So you're getting like the greatest hits of it. And going back to a point made there, it was during Champagne Problems. I actually counted it because I knew it was coming on. So I wanted to see how long the screen would last. It was 4.5 minutes of screening.
Four and a half.
At one stage, and I similar now, I was like, I don't think my ears can handle this. I was like, wow, I should have got earbuds. But then she actually went and she took out her in-ears because she obviously realized like, wow, this has been going on for a long time. And it went up an octave. And I couldn't believe it. And I turned to my friend and was like, I've been to so many gigs, very lucky to go to some of the biggest artists in the world, like Beyonce, you know, I've been to Harry Styles, I've been to, you know, all the kind of big artists that have performed over the last kind of couple of years in the Aviva. And I've never heard a scream like it. She did go through her nine different eras, and she did them in chunks. So she basically did them in chunks. So, you know, if you were a fan of one era, you got all those songs pretty much together. And she did a mix anywhere between 1 to 5 from each era. And yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And, you know,
and the energy kept up for what? Over 3 hours.
You know what? I could not get over it. I was looking at her and I was like, we're the same age. How is she going for 3 hours straight, three nights a week, and she's doing 54 cities across the world every weekend? How is she doing it? Like, the energy and the level and her singing, the quality of her singing throughout the 3 hours was remarkable.
Tom, what were the...
And just to echo the Beatlemania, I was on the Dart on the way home, and there was two ladies sitting opposite me, and they were in their 80s, and they went, we've never seen anything like it. It's like the Beatlemania or something. And I was like, wow, like, you know, everyone, even if you weren't at the gig, I went to get a coffee this morning, and everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
Tom, what were the big moments for you?
There was one big, huge moment for me where she started doing songs from the Folklore album, and she sat down at the piano, and she did that song Roz mentioned, Champagne. revenge or something. And
problems.
She just talked about problems. She just talked about that she didn't think she'd ever get to perform it. But it's that thing where someone just sits at a piano like that and conjures up these worlds and these lyrics that people identify with. That just blows me away. That for me is the real talent. That's like when Paul McCartney sat down in Get Back and started messing around with Maybe I'm Amazed or Let It Be. You just realize this person doesn't need any of us. They could just sit there and do that, and it's so amazing. That was when the 4.5 minutes came. I'm so glad you timed that, Roz, because I was standing there going, this is going on so long.
You know what? I have such a bad memory, so I took notes for this interview because I was like, just so I remember, because she covered, like, what was it, like 48 songs or something? It was crazy.
Was it 48? Holy moly. Yeah, it kind of, I felt the energy kind of surged. It was like it was coming in waves, but each wave would be higher. And there were moments you're thinking, this must be the peak bit. And then it would kind of, a little bit of a hold back, and then it would just go again. It really was a masterclass in live performance. It was off the clock.
So Tom,
I think we do need
to
give a shout out to one of her dancers, Cameron Saunders, who, now, it wasn't like, he didn't speak a lot of Irish, but he gave a good shot of some Irish, which I think were some of the biggest reactions of the night. He said Pogue Mahone and he counted to 4 Osquelga, and the crowd went crazy. So fair play to him.
So Tom, were there many men of your age there? There is a phenomenon, the Swifty dad, is there?
There is, yeah. There wasn't many of us, but we'd clock each other. You'd get, you know, kind of eyes would meet. We'd check out our daughters. And there was a moment where one man passed his daughter a little packet of salt and vinegar crisps. And I actually had a packet of salt and vinegar crisps in my bag for my daughter, if she needed.
Did you have milk in a Lucozade bottle as well and a few sandwiches?
If she needed that, I would have gone and get it. So we were just little moments. We look at each other. There were loads of people wearing these T-shirts. I love them. There was big, huge writing on them saying, a lot going on at the moment, and it's me. I'm the problem. And I was thinking, BBC Six ad with Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now would have been just perfect in the middle of all that.
But you were there, Tom, in your own right as a fan, I'm getting, yeah?
Yeah, no, totally, yeah. I think when Ryan Adams did that album, 1989, that's when first time I really noticed. I thought, geez, those songs are great. I remember thinking, this is the Ryan Adams album I always wish he had done. The songs were really concise. They were just a little bit better than his, really. And then Folklore stuff, the stuff she did with The National, that all really floated my boat. And the new album, there's just songs that I think are a masterclass in songwriting. If you've ever written and you want to know what makes a song great, the little vocal hooks she does, she's brilliant at lyrics. She's an Elvis Costello level when it comes to lyrics. I can't get over how good little phrases that are so accurate, so on the money. And she just seems to have no shortage of them. So I really admire it. I stand back and go, I wish I could do that. She's absolutely brilliant at it. So fair play to you.
And listen to the boring bit. How are the logistics handled for the people who will be going the next couple of nights? There's a lot of people going with small kids and all that kind of thing, getting to and from the venue, dare I say toilets, that kind of thing.
It all seemed to me brilliant. I thought it was the gentlest security I've ever known in my life. People just seemed to gently usher you into the venue. They were, are you all right? Do you need this? It was really very caring, the gentlest experience I've ever had going to a gig.
Roz?
I would definitely agree with that. And I took the dart. I'm not sure if you did the same as well. But I think they treated everyone like they were a child, even though I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to ask. They were like, Southbound this way. And they kept directing me. And I was like, oh, this is great. I don't have to think for myself. So that was fantastic.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah. So everyone go back and be treated like a child for a few hours. Yeah. Fantastic.
Bring it on.
Tom, briefly before we finish up, this feels like peak Taylor Swift. Now, where does she go from here?
I'd say, God, she can go anywhere she wants. You will be very aware that it is her and her own. I think most of the people that I've been fans of in bands like R.E.M. or U2 and stuff, they support from each other. She's the centre of her own universe and everything revolves around her. So if there's pressure, I don't see it getting to her, but she can go anywhere she wants, really, can't she?
Okay, musician and broadcaster and Swifty Tom Dunn and Roz Purcell of 2FM, thank you both very much. We take a quick snatch of Shake It Off. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreak is gonna break, 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 baby.
shake, shake.